Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We're going to be starting today Hilchos Deos, Laws of Character, the first chapter. The second of the Rambam's halachos is Hilchos Deos. Rambam says, Ish v'cholam achas asher mitzvahs. Included in this section are 11 mitzvahs, chamish mitzvahs asay, v'shesh mitzvahs lo asay, 5 positive and 6 negative commandments. These are the details. Aleph ledomus bedrachos, to emulate the ways of God. Beis ledomus beyodov, to cleave to those that know him. Gimel, Lavas Rayim, to love your fellow. Dalad Lavas Agil, special mitzvah to love the convert. Hey, Shtolisno Achim, not to hate your brothers. Vav Lochiach, to rebuke one who does wrong. Zion, Shtolahalbin Padam, not to humiliate. Ches, Shtolahanus Amlalin, not to afflict poor people, people who are Tev, Shtolahaloch Rachel, not to go tail bearing. Yud, Shtolintom, not to take revenge. Yudalav Shtolinter, not to bear a grudge. Now all of these mitzvahs are going to be explained in the following chapter. Now we begin with Perek Rishon, Halacha Aleph, the first chapter, the first halacha. Deis harbi yesh lechol echad v'yachad b'nei adam. Each individual person has many characteristics. V'zu mishunu mizu u'rochokim imenu b'yotzer. Each one is different from the other, very far from the other. Yesh adam shabachema kois tamid. There are some people who are angry types, always getting angry. There are some settled kind of persons who never get angry. If he does get angry occasionally, but then he'll only be a little bit angry. Once every few years. Some people are very arrogant. Some are extremely humble. Some are pleasure seekers. He's never satisfied from filling all of his pleasures. There's some people with very pure hearts who don't have these kind of desires. Even for little things that the body needs, he doesn't even have desire for necessity, let alone luxury. There are greedy people who will never be satisfied from all the money in the world. Kin Yishin Emra, as it says, Oed Kesev Leisba Kesev, one that loves money, silver, will never be satisfied with money. Yish Mekatsa Nafsho, and there's someone who is satisfied with very little. Shadayo Philodavar Mat Shalo Yaspiklo, it's enough for him very little, it's not even really adequate for his needs. So Yidav Lasa Kol Tocho, he will not pursue to acquire all of his needs. There's some people who fast and collect money, misers. He won't spend a penny of his own unless he's really suffering a lot. Some people just the opposite. They can ruin and destroy all of their money with their own knowledge because they don't care about accumulating wealth. In the same way, you can have these extremes in all of the different characteristics. Kigon, the Holel, the Onain, the Kili, the Shua, the Achtori, Rachamon, Rachlevov, Vamitlev, Ukiyotzebehem. The Rambam lists these various character traits. Someone who is very jovial, or someone who is sort of sad. Someone who is a tightwad, someone who is very generous. Someone who is cruel, someone who is compassionate. Someone who is timid, and someone who is courageous, and so on. Halacha Beis. Yesh bin kol deva dea rachoka mimena v'kteo acher deis benin azu rachoka mizu. Between each of these characteristics that are in an extreme position, one from the other, there is a moderate characteristic. Haladeis yesh men deis shen l'adam nitchilus b'yosu l'pitav agufo. Of all of these characteristics, some of them are part of the nature with which a person is born and created with, the nature of his body. Certain of these you are more receptive to, you're more inclined to by nature. You don't have them automatically by nature, but you're more susceptible to them. Yosef Mishara Day is more than the other characteristics. Some are not part of the person by his nature. They're acquired from others. Or he turned himself to them. By a thought that came into his mind. In other words, some are inherited, and some are environmental. Or he heard that this is a good characteristic. And it's a good thing to go in that particular way. And he conducted himself in that way until it became set in his heart. The two extremes in each character characteristic are not a good way. You should neither go in them, if that's your nature, or learn to do that way and train yourself to do the extreme. If you find your nature turning towards one of these extremes or sort of being receptive to one of those extremes, or you already acquired this particular extreme characteristic, you should go back to the proper way. You should go on the good way, which is the straight way, not the extreme. The proper way is the moderate characteristic in each of these character traits. The kaladei sheish taladim of all of the characteristics that a person has. The yadei sheirachokim shteik tzavos riachuk shav. Veinukrov alalazu velalazu. This is the characteristic that's equidistant from the two extremes, not closer to one than to the other. Before the first sages commanded, a person should always reckon his characteristics. He should direct them to the moderate way, the middle way. That he should be complete in his body. Ketad. Now the Rambam gives example. Lo yehi balchema noach lechos. He shouldn't be a temperamental person who's very easy to get angry. Neither should it be the opposite extreme, like someone who's dead, who doesn't feel anything. Somebody could hurt him and beat him and he won't do anything. That's not good either. It's actually dangerous. Elabenini, you should be moderate. Lo yichos el adav agad lo shoy lichos alav. You should only get angry on a big thing that's worth getting angry over, so that the same thing shouldn't be done again to him. If he fails to feel any anger whatsoever, then, as mentioned previously, he's in a danger because the thing will be repeated again and again and may cause him great harm. He shouldn't desire for things unless the body needs them. The absolute is the law of them, and you cannot be without them. A tzaddik needs to satisfy himself. He shouldn't be pursuing all sorts of pleasures, but neither should he deny himself to the point that he's lacking and becomes sick. He shouldn't work in his occupation and toil only enough to acquire those things that he needs for this temporal existence of this world. As it says, it's good a little bit for the righteous man. He shouldn't be very tight-fisted. He shouldn't give away all of his money. He gives charity according to his means, and he lends money properly to someone in need of money. He shouldn't be overly jovial and laughing all the time, not overly depressed and sad, gently happy all of his days, with a pleasant face. Similarly, the other characteristics. This way is the way of the sages. Anyone who has these intermediate, moderate kind of characteristics is called a wise person. If a person is extra careful and he does turn aside from the moderate path a little bit, to one side or the other, in other words, depending on what the characteristic is, he turns to the better side, although if you go extremely to that side, it turns out bad, but he turns to the more positive side, as we shall see, somewhat, then he's called a chassid, a pious person who's going beyond wisdom. Ketad haso. Mishis rachak legova leiv, a kateo achrom, v'yishokol shvaruch v'yoser, nirka chassid. If someone goes away from arrogance to a greater extreme, in other words, he is very humble, not moderately humble, you might say. He is called a chassid. The Zuhi Midas Chassidus. This is the attribute known as Chassidus, as piety. In other words, even here, he's not supposed to go to the absolute extreme where he'll let people destroy him and kill him or something like that, that he's so humble. But still, he goes further away from the middle and is extra humble. And that's called Chassidus. In the Shrachi, you know, and to Bavad, if he only goes to the middle, beyond all, then he's just an ordinarily humble, Nikha Chacham. Then he's called wise. This is the attribute of wisdom. But therefore, Shachar Adayas is the same with all of the Deos. That the Hasidim go more, the pious people go more toward one direction, toward the appropriate direction. The early Hasidim, the pious people, used to turn their character from the exact middle towards one of the directions, the appropriate one in each case. In some cases, they turn towards what the Rambam calls the end extreme. And in some cases, they go towards the beginning extreme. All depending on the context of what is right and what is wrong. This is known as beyond the letter of the law. We're commanded to go in a moderate path. That's law. The good and straight ways. Shnemet, it says, and this is the first of the mitzvahs discussed here, Valachta Bedrachov, go in his ways. Halachavav, Kachlom, the Bapirish mitzvah zu, so it was taught in the explanation of this mitzvah. Mahu nikrachanu nafata hayechanu, and just as he is gracious, you be gracious too. Mahu nikrachum, just as Hashem, God, is compassionate, afata hayechanu, you be compassionate. Mahu nikrachadosh, afata hayechadosh, just as he is called holy, so you be holy. In the same way, the prophets refer to Hashem with all of these descriptions. Chapayim, long-suffering. Rav Chesed, great in his kindness. Tzadik, righteous. V'yashar, straight. Tumim, perfect, or whole. Gibber, mighty. V'chazak, strong. U'kiyotze behen, and similarly. Lodia, why do they tell us this? To let us know, Shindrachim Tovim V'yisharim, that they are good in straight ways. V'chayiv adam lahani gatzo behen, a person is obligated to conduct himself in that way, to emulate Hashem according to his strength. How can a person train himself in these characteristics till they become a part of him? Yasa, he should do them. Vishan, and repeat them. Vishalash, and do it three times. The Maisim with action shows that he does. Piyadeh Sansayis, according to these moderate characteristics, the Yachsvim Tomid, he should constantly repeat them and review them. Till to do these things will be easy for him. There will be no work, no bother for him. And these characteristics will become a part of his very being. Since the Creator is referred to by these names, these positive characteristics we refer to, and they are considered the moderate way, that we're obligated to go in, this path is called the path of God. This is what Abraham, our father, the first Jew, taught to his children. As it says, that I know Abraham, I love Abraham, because he commands his children to walk b'derech Hashem, in this way of God. Somebody who walks in this way brings goodness and blessing for himself. As it says, because Abraham walked in this path, Hashem would bring upon Abraham all of the promises that he said about him, that the good things about Abraham would come true.